Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 54. Today is Sunday, February 12th, because I'm in Australia, and I'm doing the show, and Stone's not here. Yay! 2017, I'm your host, Lita, and joining me this week is Niecy, because Stone's not here. So, hey, Niecy.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for coming and sitting down with me. Apologies from Stone. Real life, unfortunately, happens, and it happened today. So we're not doing this live, but we are doing a show. So, yay. But thanks, Niecy, for
helping me. Hey, a show's still a show.
Yeah.
Oh, no problem.
Exactly. So how you been? You been all right, Niecy?
Yeah, I've been all right. I've been kind of up and down this week, battling migraines. But aside from that, I've been all right.
Excellent. All right.
Okay, and today we have a guest with us that we are so happy to finally have on. We have Azzy. Thanks for coming, Azzy, and sitting down and talking with us.
Yo.
Yo.
We should have a decent, since we're outnumbered the Yanks, we should have a decent time.
Well, you know, it's 10 o'clock for me, it's 11 o'clock for you, so, you know, it's not a bad time. It's decent, I think, for me anyway. But yes, we do. It's go Aussies. Aussie, oi, oi, oi today. So that seems to be the flavor. So Niecy, you can be an honorary Aussie for today, I think.
I feel like I need your little koala bear or something. I'm feeling outnumbered.
Yeah, we don't have later koala. That's fine. I don't have an issue with that at all. Awesome. Okay. All right. Well, how about we have a chat with Azzy and see how you've been, Azzy. So, Niecy, do you want to go with the first one?
Sure. So, what have you been up to with your challenge tunes lately, Azzy?
I have to say solemnly, I'm in deep depression at the moment. I lost my warrior last night.
Oh no.
Azzy.
I ding 90.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to try the back doorway to just have a look at, I thought I'll have a quick look at, you know, the back doorway through to the, garrison. So I said, And I went through the portal and all that, got to the thing, and I'll get there and I'll just hearth back.
Yeah.
And then the sort of DC, come back, loading screen, and I was dead.
Oh no.
Oh no, Azzy. I'm so sorry.
It
was a combination of a DC and I think there's a mob at the end and the loading screen, and I came back and I didn't, you know, of course I made a gnome, so I didn't have Shadow Mail, but
yeah.
So
Look,
really stressful the last few weeks, and I didn't really need this, and I couldn't sleep last night. I don't know this one's affected. Not that I suppose I had a lot of deaths, but because I was working on my I've lost my hunter at 87-88 to the crow and Valley of the Four Winds.
Mm.
I saw we had a previous show notes where it says, how do you get over a death? I'm going, it must have been you.
Well, no. I changed that because I had heard that you'd lost the warrior, and I was like, oh, that might be a bit too
much. Yeah, I hadn't heard. I had missed it.
And I'd only had heard quickly this morning just before the show, so I was like, oh, my gosh, yeah. Poor Azzy.
So what I was doing, I've been playing like Hunter, and I've been playing Survival, which is a melee, which once I've been doing that, because I've got a couple of tunes to to 90 in that with survival. And I can't really go back to Beastmaster or anything like that. I find it, I have to do it for the first 10 levels. So I lost that to, there was a quest in Valley where I had to kill these mobs, and then there's a named bird. And I said, oh, I didn't think so. I just accepted it. But it, you know, when it picks you up like a vehicle and flies you off, and I, and of course it picks you up, I lost my pet, and my main damaging spell was a melee that gave aggro to my pet, and I didn't have my pet, so I couldn't panic and die. And so I had a, previously while I was leveling that, I had a level, I said, I'll try warrior. That, they said, that seemed all right. So I got a warrior to 15 or 16, and when my hunter died, I'm going, oh, I'll give, I'll just, I've done that before. Sometimes I play a different turn or class to just to have a bit of a change. And as I play, I'm going, well, this is all right. And one of the spells for, I got, once for level 10, I went to Prot, and it was, one of the spells was Ignore Pain. So it's, oh, I forget, 10 seconds, uses Rage, but it negates 90% of the damage up to a certain amount. And that, and he really, as long as you have enough rage, you hit that on cooldown, and really a lot of mitigation. And so I played, I got, 90, and I just don't know. God. I mean, I just not destined to get to level 110 because I'm not that sort of player. I hate just doing dailies, and just chests. That's why I get to, I get to 90 and 100, and I get lost because I haven't got the flow of working through the quests to 90 because I can, you know. So, yeah, look, I'm just saying my wife's still a bit sick, and I just didn't sleep, and I was upset, and Jesus. So I've started a level, I've got, made a level one warrior, I've got a level five. I can't, I say, I can't be asked to do one of this at this moment, so I'm trying to do some other things. It's probably the main time I spend in Warcraft at the moment, because I raid at the moment. Not sure we'll discuss that later, but I raid mainly on my shaman, Wednesdays and Thursday nights. So, but outside of that, I don't do much on it. So if I'm not doing an iron turn, it's the big void. But yeah, so I think I was it was a bit of, it wasn't a contributing factor, but Zaya was leveling a prop warrior too, and we're neck and neck. And so it was a little bit of a competition. But I've got level five hunter at the moment.
Okay.
It's one of the hardest things. I think what I normally do is just go level it to 5 or 10 and just leave it for a while until I, because it's just so demoralizing going through the starting thing again. But I think, I think Stir was on messaging me going, are you going to still do the show? I said, no, no, I don't know.
It's completely understandable if you'd kind of turned around and gone, and I just can't.
So I'll tell you, look, this is my history. I got to 90, and on this is what, 4 or 5 tunes back, level 90. Okay, so I start, when I go to 90, I go to the Rolly, the one you do the Rolly quest for the, in the Panda main area. Your main hub, the...
the temple.
Temple, yeah, there was a roller thing. So there's two, when you go there to 90, this is a tip two, level 90, there's 3 quests there that are safe, literally. Safe to do is the roll one. You can't die. You got to roll along the wall between the zones and get the quest. And there's 2 that you get into guns and shoot these bugs, and you get into a thing and put like oil and then fire. So I was on the shooting the things down. It's fine. So I got off there and you run through a little under a cover through a thing and I jumped on my bird and started running, and all of a sudden I dismounted and fell off the wall. Didn't have the presence of mind to pick the goblin glider. Yep. I was speaking to Stir the other day, and basically what it was is there was a, you could mount, but there was an area just before the ledge that dismounted you.
Oh.
And then you could mount again. So I was running through at a rate of knots and just dismounted and momentum took me off.
Surprise. Oh my goodness.
So, and then I'm going, all right, okay. So I started the next two tunes. Mm. I had hunters and there. I, you know, pretty quick, got them to 50 and then both died to AFKs.
Oh.
And then,
ouch.
And then the crow incident.
Yeah.
Oh, no, one of them was the one where I think it's before the, no, it was after the, yeah, the 91 after those two, where I got my garrison and everything, and someone just pulled about 20 mobs onto me and just got killed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I thought I'd try to, I never thought the warrior would get to 90. And I'm like, I've started a warrior and a hunter, and I just don't know. I've got a lot on my mind, but yeah. Mm. So, yeah, that's, I'm okay, I think.
Oh, hug Jesse. I mean, it is. It's obviously you've done awesome work to get to level 90, and that was something beyond your control, which it happens. I mean, unfortunately,
I probably shouldn't happen. Have. Yeah, I shouldn't have flown there, I suppose, but I decided not to do it. I was always on the flight path, but then I thought I'll just get there and get out and but DC and when and with a loading screen it's taking so long. So yeah.
Ouch. All right. Well, how about we talk about something pleasant?
My favorite memory, hey.
Yeah. What about a favorite memory? Have you like a nice memory? I don't want your favorite like earth shattering, heart wrenching, destroying, you know, terrible memory. But have you got a really nice memory of something that's happened on your challenge streams?
I think it's well, it's just with the specs that you can do now, so things a little bit easier. I think I suppose I was surprised by the warrior. There's something different.
Yeah.
But like having been gone mainly with survival on my hunter, the melee it wasn't an uncomfortable position. You know, you were meleeing anyway. You were had a pet. I think, you know, there's some pros and cons, but I think one of the pros is it's just given more viability to other tunes or other characters, class and races, and it just changed the dynamic of leveling at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I think it's just, I mean, I'm doing everything on autopilot. It's just having a different tune and just seeing something different and learning a bit about it. And, so, yeah, that's probably what I've got out probably the last few weeks.
Okay.
All right, so do you like to use the class's default spec, or do you like to change it, or how do you like to go about that when you're leveling?
Spec
change. So you can ask me whether I can change spec, is that what you're asking?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, you have to ask it.
That is what we're asking, yes.
Was it stone face palm at the moment?
We've denied everybody was just waiting to ask you this from the chat room from last week.
Actually, I had someone actually in guild generally ask that question, and I was beside myself, and I tweeted later and started to say something. No, I don't. I find it is worse level 1 to 10 at the moment because Beastmaster for Hunter, I just find it so cumbersome and boring.
Mm.
Okay. I just find it so horrible that I changed to survival when I get to 10. I have changed it back to Beastmaster for certain pets or mobs, and for the warrior, someone who prop was good. Even when I tried Shaman, the elementals are rubbish. I just find it so limiting, you know, since everything was basically the same before, but now they give you the default spec, which I don't like for the hunter, but I do change it. It's just that, you know, I mean, obviously it's low levels, it's not supposed to be that important, but I just find it's cumbersome, the specs they give you and the limitation of the spells.
Mm. So do you like to change when you decide, okay, I need to change the spec, do you try and do that as early on so therefore you can get comfortable in whatever kind of rotation that you're running? Or do you, you know, I mean, obviously with your warrior, you changed over to prot. But for other things, do you do it early because you want to get into that mindset of just making sure you know your spells, you know what you need to hit? So when you get to the bigger and, you know, the higher levels, that you feel more comfortable?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I've survival so many levels, and I have a very sort of rigid routine of what I do as I level. You know, I certain things certain on my bars, and I've got a razor naga, and I've got certain keys for certain things. It doesn't change. And I sort of know as the thing goes on, I just look, okay, level 10, I've got a macro that sends my pet in and targets the boss. And used to put, you know, when I used to have Hunter's Mark and all that. So I've got a macro I put on. I've got where I put my men pet and my main spells, because a lot of the thing is muscle memory, and you've got to, you know, it's just got to be second nature. Yeah. When you get, when the poo hits the fan, you want to be able to not have to think to hit the certain things. So I've got certain, oh, God, I'm going to die buttons over here, and I've got this. Same with the warrior to a certain degree, because I hadn't played it before, but it was, yeah, I have, like, what I use most, I've got a certain, on my mouse button, I've got certain this. So it's just routine. But I do straight level 10, I've got bang up for it there. And most of the time, by the time you get to, you know, 70, 80, you've got most of your spells anyway. You don't really get much more. You might get a passive or something, but
okay.
I think it's just a mouse. I'll change the survival at 10 for Hunter, and I'll go to prop for warrior. And I've got a certain way of doing things, and even, you know, down to the quests to a certain degree, because I know if I miss a quest, I'm going, hang on, something's not right. Yeah. So you do it, just do that. That's probably why I can do it quickly. And
I mean, you level so fast. I'm so jealous, because you're like level 10 and then you're like level 45, and I'm like, oh my goodness, how did that happen?
I know. It's a machine.
I think it's now with the specs easier, but I think I just do the same routine now. It's slightly changed, but and I know what's a little bit tricky, but yeah, so it's just muscle memory, and it's I think, you know, it's just, you've got to be comfortable what you're doing.
Okay, so then what keeps you coming back to playing your challenge turn? And obviously you concentrate on your Iron Man, but there is just that thing, I think, for all of us with a challenge turn, why we play it. So what keeps you coming back to it, Azzy?
As I said, like, I raid, and that's probably my main, you know, thing I do. Mm. Although, like, you know, when we're not raiding, most of the guild's not on.
Yeah.
And I'm, to be honest, I'm sick of bloody world quests and artifact power and all this. So I've got, you know, I'm sort of 8-6 eye level. I've got a couple of legendaries. So we're getting a few heroic bosses down. So I do that outside of that. And that's why when you lose an eye, like I have, I've been taking, what, probably 3 weeks, 2 weeks of playing. It's probably about 150 hours played to get to 90. It's you know, I sulk for a bit, and I spit the dummy, and Stir just messes me going, oh, did you die? I said, well, I think I might have said a rude word to him, but and yeah, I think it's just like, it's more the ongoing guild. I mean, I'll like I said, I'll sulk for a bit, then I can have a guild invite, because I get a bit lonely, you know. But I think it's a, I think it wasn't like it used to be, very solo, you know, we need to have guilds. It used to be by yourself, and we used to change. We'd have an iron chat channel, and the chat thing would turn it green, pretend it was a guild.
Yeah.
But now it's like, you know, you jump on, and a few people, although me being, you know, mostly Americans, it's not, I mean, mainly this time of day or early, it's where most people are on. So I think it's like I said, that's when I die, it and I don't play, I sort of might play a few games, or I'll go back to my main for a bit, or do anything. I get bored.
Yeah.
And I think it's also a matter of almost like drug addict having a hit of cocaine, if that's the wrong expression, where maybe up to 10 or 15. Once you get to 25, 30, it's almost like, okay, I feel a bit more relaxed. Okay, I'm getting going. And it's almost like a drug sort of thing, you know, keep going. And
it's, you need your fix. Just, that's what it is. You need your fix of playing your irons.
It's very addicting. It really is.
Yeah.
I think it's also changed a lot. And I've learned, you know, going back to actually, you know, with specs, it's changed my path. So I'll just, can I go just explain how it's changed a bit?
Sure.
Well, before I used to go through, you know, Loch Madan and wetlands, and I used to go, you know, maybe Stranglethorn. I've never touched Stranglethorn. I haven't touched them since specs.
Okay.
So my aim is just to get to 60 and get to Outland.
Right.
I don't bother trying to go back and do everything. Sometimes I usually go to Fellwood and then Winterspring. But now I've changed that to, I just go to maybe Dust Swallow Marsh, do that and come back. So I go to, you know, that and go back to Hinterlands and then the Plaguelands and back through Badlands and Blasted and Swamp like that. So I used to go with the other one, and then, you know, Winterspring with like the mass murder of all the animals there can be a bit cumbersome. So that's streamlined. And then I've found, okay, North Strand's okay, get to 81, so you one shot everything. And then, but that's even, like I was saying to Sturdy the other day, we're in Discord, and it's changed the point of where I used to do the Hodor dailies and the Ebb and Blade. But now, the actual Drake, you know, the one you'd go around the high mountain, got to jump onto dragons. that bugged. I bailed, and that cut off a whole heap of thing. But I've never used, since we had specs, we're killing things so quickly and extra XP.
Yeah.
I used to open them and not do them. I might do them once, and the same with Ebb and Blade ones. But what you find is get to 81, and then even at 81, everything, all the XP, most of the other zones goes down. But a lot of the quests later in Storm Peaks and in Ice Crown give you 10,000 to 12,000, the same as Mount Hyjal. So it'd be best to stay in Ice Crown.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of dailies.
Yeah.
And when you're 81, even some of the ones that are for 5 man or 3 man are doable as 81, because your damage increase you do. So, you know, I go from, you know, 81 to 85 just doing those, and, you know, the dailies there. So that's changed that dynamic for Northrend is, you know, I do, you know, Borean Tundra, Howling Fjord, Dragonblight.
Yeah.
And mainly maybe the Basin, but I don't do the Zildrak, I don't do Grizzly Hills normally. Oh,
okay.
That's right, I got one shot by a Firbolg. That's another death anyway. I was one shot and everything. Is it one shot and everything in Northrend? I think it's a known bug, and it had to get clacked Firbolg blood. And I was just one shot and everything, and I looked up, I had a death thing, and go, what the hell? And his shot hit me for like 10 times my health. It was a bug or something for the. So.
Oh wow! And I was grinding fur blogs out there, and I didn't know about that. I'm like, these guys are easy.
I don't know what happened. Sometimes it's just that squish. Sometimes it doesn't. And he just hit me with about 10k overkill.
Oh my goodness.
I normally just do, my main thing is get to 81 and get to Ice Crown, and I had to leave a lot of Storm Peaks because of the thing bug. But then.
Yeah.
85, 86, you get to Mount Hyjal. Now, this is the biggest change for Cataclysm is now I hardly do anything. I just do enough to open up the Fireland dailies in Mount Hyjal. That's it. So, yeah, like I used to do Vashir and do all that, but like once you get to 86, you one shot everything, it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to open up the Fireland dailies to get the the Defiling Dailies, which give you the good XP. And then,
okay.
So I do that, and then Tolbarad 2. That's a good source of XP. And what I found, and I never used to do this too, I used to quest fairly normally into Jade Forest at 86, 87. I found that I killed most things pretty quickly. Mm. And it wasn't particularly dangerous. There was one quest that you, at the start, with a named boss. I always left him, and that killed a lot of the quest line. But I decided to try it on a scout, and it was okay. A little bit tricky on my warrior, but he killed him, and it opened up some of the things. So I did, you know, I got to 90 just questing in Jade Forest.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot of, that's a big change for me, where I used to do, you know, I used to just do a few, and it was really hard to kill. But with specs, it's not too, it's quite easy. So yeah. I think that goes back to, you know, also the favorite memory is just the different way things are changing. Okay, I learned, okay, how can I do this better?
Yeah.
You know, certain things that, okay, if I do this quest at this quest, then they'll save me this time. But so that's probably coming back. But now, like, this is, you know, post 90 death, and it's, yeah, there's two ways of going. I could just spit the dummy for another day or two, or do an angry leveling.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just blow it off. But basically, it can get a bit boring, because it really is nothing one-on-one that is going to kill me up to 70, really.
Okay.
Unless it's out of my control.
Okay.
There's nothing really, like, I know the quests that well. I know what to do, what to do. I'll save a DC or save some stupidity. I'm not going to die.
Flying low over the opposite factions. Yeah,
but that's what's coming back. It's just, I probably will. I've just got a few issues at home that I just don't feel like at the moment.
Yeah.
But, so it's more just, you know, the guild and just chatting with people, and obviously, you know, looking at the, you know, listening to podcasts and the site, and and so it's a big part of my way of time at the moment. I mean, I go back to try and do stuff on my main. I'm going, not get the rocket dungeon, and that's the worst thing I could have done, is lower the level. I'm going to do two. I tried it. I got 85. What was it? A death DK, and then my rogue. I had no bloody idea what to do. I was
just whack. It's like, what am I doing? I have no idea.
I can't be bothered. Can't be bothered doing it. I do it on my druid and my shaman, and maybe other shaman. But
it's like anything, Azzy. You know, RNG is one of those cruel, cruel mistresses. I woke up this morning to see that someone had retweeted that their friend or someone they'd known had just come back to the game after having months off. Sorry, it was Lovers in the Air. Took their one turn into it and got the rocket. And I just went,
oh my God,
got to be kidding me.
I've been chasing this rocket for how many years now?
Said some very choice words at 4:30 this morning. I was like,
I saw that. I don't know. I can't be bothered to really. I mean, I'll do it, but
But what else have you been doing? So obviously, you said you do raid. So where are you up to with raiding with your main, with your shaman?
I killed Gul'dan the other day on last Wednesday.
Yeah, on normal or heroic?
Yeah, normal, yeah.
Normal, yeah.
Okay. And we started doing, we raid Wednesdays and Thursdays, last year we changed, we had a team one and team two. Team one was raiding three nights, we were doing mythics and heroics, and in their wisdom, so we'll just go to two teams equally two days a week. So that's all right. Okay, fine. But now we can't find enough people to get mythics, so it's just been really hard, and so we've just been doing normal. But what I was just thinking this morning about it is that, you know, we really never finished properly Nighthold, and we didn't really finish what's the other one? Vault something? The
Vaults of the Wardens? No.
The second one. What's the
Odin. Oh, Halls of Valor?
Yeah,
Trial of Valor?
Trial
one
of
those.
Valor,
Trial
yeah.
of Valor.
There we go.
So, yeah, we cleared it in normal heroic, and then but then it just seems like moved on to Nighthold, and it just seems that we never really. I know people complain about spending too long in one raid. It's, and I didn't mind it too. You got through it, and I doesn't feel finished to me. And I think a little, you know, raiding this after expansion is not what I don't know. I haven't enjoyed it that much really. I don't know. It's been good, but I like Nighthold. I like the fights. So I got my second legendary, Kil'Gul'dan.
Nice.
I think I enjoy that. I enjoy getting on and chatting with the guys, and most of them are New Zealand people. And so that basically raiding and Iron Man, the raids, that's what I like to do too. And it's got to be a combination. I like the Nighthold. Some of the fights are quite interesting. I've been raiding quite a long time, so you get there's only a certain amount of mechanics you haven't seen.
Yeah.
And as a healer, what's new tactic? That's heal stuff. That's your strat. Don't stand in the
stuff
and stuff.
Yes.
And heal stuff. So it's good. I like to raid, and I like the fights anyway. I think it's just generally, I think it's to a certain degree, it's like the Iron Man challenge, just that you do it with a group. It is a solo, Iron Man is a solo thingo, but you need the group aspect too. You know,
that's
guild,
right. I mean, it's good in the guild. That's right. Exactly. I'm Wormrest Accord. And and of course there are, you know, other guilds elsewhere, but it's nice that you can talk to people and share commiserations with, you know, if you die or if you're not sure about a quest, you've at least got people that you can ask in guild chat, which is always a good thing. So,
oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah, it's like, you know, I say at least someone on that's done every quest, or there's probably a quest. There's probably not a quest that. Well, not a long time mime people haven't done. It's they ask, they say, well, oh, yeah, I did on Warrior, but on a melee it might be different. Or, you know, they say, well, I've done this heaps of times. You know, it's like, I know that Zaya was saying that he got one shot with that, was it in Open the Firelands? I said, oh, I've never had that problem before. You know, one shot by something that shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And I'm going, I've always done that. And he said it attacked him again, and he ran away, and I said, I've done that so many times and no problem. I don't know what he's doing. And just and you know, with the furball thing, I think that's a known issue, but I've forgotten about it. But there's just a couple of things he's saying, okay, well, I'll keep away from that. But yeah, it's just experience, and you know, and you sort of have to laugh a little bit because, you know, the what so-called newbies, that newbie eye people. One of a better word, you know, so, oh, bless their cotton socks. If they ever get up to an 80 or 90, they'll be beside themselves. They'll be so scared.
I know. That's me, Azzy. What are you talking about? That's me.
Well, people scared to go to Outlands. So.
Yeah. Oh, I've got mine's over in Outlands. It's just finding time to play her at the moment. That's
whatever you have to say to get to sleep at night.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Say that. We don't believe it. But just,
love is in the air is on. That's all I'm saying. Love is in the air. Trust me.
I remember really being scared when I first got flying on my own. I was so scared of flying off my mount.
Yeah, I know. That's what I did. I even unbound my key because I have it key bound on my Naga as well. And I was like, right, I'm not going to have that. And then I flew, and you fly too low. You fly too low when you get hit. And you're like, you're kidding me. You're kidding. Anyway, well, it sounds like I'm glad you're here having a chat with us, Azzy. And commiserations on your warrior. Yes. But good luck with your next one and with your... Yeah, Hunter, with your little baby ones, and we can't wait to see what happens with that. And again, thank you for sharing all your knowledge. And you know, it'd be awesome if you could write a guide. That would be awesome, Azzy. Use all your knowledge
Absolutely.
And experience.
Oh, it'd be too long.
But, you know, you've got such a wealth of knowledge, and we really appreciate having you on. So thank you for doing that.
I think
it's
therapy.
Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's what we're here for. We're here for therapy. We're the Whale Challenges therapy show. Absolutely. All right. Well, Niecy, how about you? What have you been doing in WoW this week?
Oh, boy. I've been a little busy. My week. Well, I started off looking at the Love is in the Air dungeon, and I'm like, you know what? This is it. This is my year. Because I've got a couple alts, and I'm like, I can do this. Mm-hmm. Got on my main healer, instant queued. I'm like, all right. Except my loading screen is so long that half the time, by the time I get in the dungeon, they're starting the fight. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, all right. You know, that's all right. Nobody's dead. It's okay. It's their own fault for not waiting. Mm-hmm. I've run it every day since it started. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, the first day I tried it, I was like, let's take the Hunter also. Mm-hmm. So I was like, good thoughts. I was streaming it to Facebook. I'm like, we're going to get it. Queue wasn't too bad. I think I was waiting maybe 5-10 minutes at the most. Got in, nothing. I'm like, this is really depressing. I'm only going to do this on my main now. So I've got too many dunes, and I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm just going to do the main. And hopefully there's still time, so hopefully something will go right in that department. Mm-hmm. I've got my team of Bloodthirsties. Everybody got a level this week. Nobody died.
Yay!
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm thinking about moving two of them, or no, at least one of them. And that's going to be a tricky move because it's to another continent altogether. And that's going to be interesting. So hopefully I can kind of do it without too much problems.
So
I'm a little afraid.
Why do you want to move them to another continent?
I like Feralis.
Okay.
And I like grinding there. There's two good paths that I follow.
Okay.
That I've been through. And that's where the mage is going to be heading. And she's sitting in Hinterlands right now. So I'm like, well, at least I can kind of hearth over there. And then we're going to have to run very, very carefully. So...
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
All right.
I've decided to try doing a pacifist again. I don't know what in God's name I'm thinking, but I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
I'm level 3, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm only level 3.
Yeah.
And
All right.
I just got enough money to put some copper bars up on Auction House, so I'm like,
yay.
Fingers crossed. Okay. Yeah, you know? And I threw a question out on Twitter a little bit before the show, and I've been toying around with maybe going back and trying Iron Man again, and of course Zortz is like, oh my God, yes, you have to do this, so I'm going to try to do a Let's Play for Iron Man and put that up on YouTube, so we'll see how that goes. Hopefully I'll be able to get that squeezed in this week at some point when the house settles down and there's not a lot going on.
Zortz is a let's die.
He's been doing okay. He's been doing okay. Well, his last death, well, the death in Duskwood wasn't his fault. So, he got hit by a Dark Rider. He was heading up towards where the Hermit lives, and he had the video up. I think it's still up on YouTube, where he stopped on the road, and he was kind of near the flight plan, and there was a DK that had a red nameplate over it. I'm like, why is there a red DK player sitting there? And he must have been thinking the same thing, because next thing you know, the thing charged him and he poofed and he was dead. And I was like, it was a little bit funny, but it was also like, oh my God, WTF. And it was heartbreaking. Yeah. And I was like, oh no. And to have it on video too, I was like, oh boy. And I'm still working on the Bloodthirsty leveling guide, sort of. I've kind of figured out what I want to do with it now, because you know, there was like a heavy expectation for it to be really, really funny, and I'm like, it's a leveling guide, how do I make a leveling guide funny? I'm like explaining what I do, and so I'm like, how am I going to do this? So I was trying to play with WoW Model Viewer this week, which I had totally forgotten how to use. And by the way, do not have WoW open when you go to open WoW Model Viewer. They don't like each other.
Okay.
And I broke WoW. I somehow broke WoW because I went to... I had WoW Model Viewer open, and I went to open WoW because I'm like, oh, because I imported my character from Armory. I was like, I need to take something off of her. Went to open WoW, and it's like, your game has broken. And I'm like, what? What do you mean my game is broken? And my tech support wasn't home. And I'm like, okay. So then they're like, we need to scan your files. This could take anywhere from 5 to 30 minutes. And I'm like, yeah, okay. So then I was stuck here sitting watching my screen for a half an hour while it tried to repair it.
Did you do the whole thing where you just sat there staring at the screen just going, why? Why?
Yeah, kind of. I'm like, it's a little longer than 5 minutes now. And then I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, okay, we're up to 10. And I'm like, you know, I really could go do something else that's more productive. Yeah. I'm like, now we're at 15. And yeah. And I'm like, but I want to do this right now. But then I was trying to figure it out, and I was recording some stuff, and I was having problems with the thing I was recording it with, where I was capturing the entire outline of the window instead of just what I wanted. And okay. I'm like, why is this not working? And then I told Russell the problem I was having when he got home, and he's like, crop the picture around it. And I was like, I'm an idiot. So, because I had used the same editing trick with Pinky on the rules video, and for some reason, it just totally was not in my brain. I'm like, yeah, okay. We're going to talk it up to lack of sleep this week. Yeah. So, finally got that figured out, and Stone and I had been talking back and forth on Twitter and trying to figure out, you know, Zorth said it was okay to stick him in, and I felt really bad that he had died so many times in the first one, and I'm like, well, you know, maybe I can have you photobomb in the background, and Stone's like, oh, photobomb, huh? And I'm like, no, I don't want to kill him anymore. And so I've decided I'm going to try to do maybe like a Where's Waldo thing with him, or I'm going to have him in the same outfit and just kind of stick him in the background somewhere where people can try to find him.
Wearing Azeroth is Zorts. That is awesome. I'm like,
I'll do that as like a little side thing in the background while I'm out grinding, just try to like strip down a picture
Make
of him
sure
and stick
waves,
him somewhere.
Like, do the little waves, and he can come in from the side, you know, like behind you, and be like, oh, that would be awesome.
So I'm going to try to see if I can pull that off. And so the first installment is going to be like just the races, what your options are, and the starting zones. So probably like 1 to 10, just a quick, semi-quick, as quick as that can be, overview of like where I go to level in those zones and if I even touch that race or touch that zone. So I've got that all planned out. And so it's going to be a little busy this week because I've got everybody leveled to level, and that's probably either going to start tonight or tomorrow, so.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. Oh, that's exciting. I can't wait to see what you come up with, because the rules video is awesome. Like, it is so awesome. I was killing myself laughing. I mean, as much as you're giving fantastic information, but you did it so well. I just love it. I think I've watched it about 5 times. It's just great. And yeah, I'm just watching it because I think you've done really well. So
dabbled a little bit in the machinima years ago, like 7 years ago. And so I knew a little bit, but I'd used a different program before. And now I'm learning a new program entirely, and I'm still not real sure of myself in there. And I'm like, why isn't this working? And I'm like, okay, YouTube, I need a tutorial. Somebody tell me how to do this. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, we went like 20 minutes. No, it wasn't 20. It was like 2 hours trying to figure out how to chroma key Pinky in the rules video. Yeah. And totally didn't see the option for an ultra key, which would have taken out the 15 different chroma keys I had to remove the green screen behind her. And I'm like, hey, that looks a lot better. And it took us like 5 minutes. And I'm like, okay, so that was like 4 hours of our lives totally wasted. 2 from me trying to fix it, 2 from Russell trying to fix what I did. And it was just a mess. And I'm like, yeah, I'm glad we found that ultra key thing now, because I used that on Model Viewer and it was beautiful. And I'm like, oh, thank you. So, I mean, it's going to get there. It's just, it takes a little bit longer when I have to go back and do Model Viewer also. Yeah. So, it might be maybe another month or so, depending on my schedule, before the first one's out. Mm-hmm. But I am still working on it. I haven't forgotten. Excellent. I do promise it's going to happen. But I was like racking my brain. I had something similar to what I would consider a writer's block with it. Because I'm like, I know what I want to do. And I had recorded like 3 different sets of stuff. And the first set, I'm like, no, I don't like this at all. And then the second set, I'm like, that feels a little better. And then the whole thing with Zortz being stuck in the background came up after I had that. And I'm like, you know, I probably could do something like that. Yeah. And if my husband still had his account running, I was going to have him actually like run around and kill stuff in the background, but he doesn't have his account running right now. So I'm like, well, maybe I can just model viewer him in and we'll work with that. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Oh, that's exciting. I can't wait to see. That sounds like a very, very busy week indeed. So what I've been doing, my challenge tunes has been Zip this week because Love is in the Air started. And that's been it. That's all I've done. I ran 37 tunes through the dungeon yesterday.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it took me all day.
Oh my god.
Trust me
when I say that I do not have a lot of tanks or healers. Healers was pretty much the instant queue. Tanks was pretty much anywhere from about 30 seconds to maybe 3 minutes. DPS was anywhere from 3 minutes to 10 minutes. So it was a slow process, but I got them through all of them. And the only times I've looked at my challenge tunes was when I went, you know, I could kill them off and then I could run the dungeon. That was my thought. I know.
Oh, my God.
It is purely disturbing because I have got quite a few challenge tunes that are above level 16 that I was like, do I really need that one? Do I need it? Do I need it?
If you want something really sad is... you can actually undelete now. So I go back my Wormass, the core. I've only got about three active tunes. You can undelete one, and I go back all the. You can go back and see all the tunes you killed.
Yeah.
Just standing.
Oh looking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's not much love in the air, I don't think, for this whole.
We should have Zortz do that and count how many he's killed.
Wow.
Just so we know, and then you and Zortz can compare.
It only goes up to a certain number, I think. But I don't know how you do bloodthirsty so many. I'd find that so boring. I tried it once and I got my eyes started to bleed about, you know, wetlands.
It's not so bad. Well, I take a page out of the I've been playing since BC, so I was used to watching the gold farmers, and you knew who was a gold farmer just by the path they were taking, or who was a bot by the path they were taking.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? If it works for them, it's gonna work for me. So I pick a path and I stay on that same circle. And then I kind of know what's going to be there. And I kind of just zone out. I'll either have something playing in the background or I'll be kind of listening to the TV or to music or something. And I just kind of go. You know, it's been so long since I've leveled an alt, not like a real alt, that questing feels wrong. Let me just tell you, I don't know how this Iron Man Let's Play is going to go because questing feels so wrong. I can't even do world quests on my main right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, not doing it.
Yeah. That's exciting. It'll be exciting to see how it goes because, like you said, you've been doing Bloodthirsty for so long that for you it's become so second nature. Whereas, Azzy, like you said, for you, iron is such a second nature thing for you that for you to go and do a Bloodthirsty is just doesn't feel right.
It's probably, you know, Bloodthirsty to some areas. I just find it. But
oh,
I think,
get
you know,
me wrong. If the priest dies, I'm going to be like huddled in a ball on the floor because I'm like,
you should try
God.
Try Survival Hunter as a would be good Bloodthirsty.
You know, I've never tried Survival.
Because it's melee, but what I find is your main opening attack, I forget what it is, flanking something, that deals, if it's attacking you, it gives 400 extra damage, whatever it is, and it gives 400 aggro to the pet. So virtually, you know, Mystery X to the pet. But virtually, if you haven't killed it by then, you a couple more hits. But what it is, you get Survivalist talent, which heals you for a fair amount after you kill every mob. So
kind of like a victory rush on the warrior.
Yeah, but
kinda.
Not a victory rush, but you have to kill something. This is just a passive heal that you get.
Yeah,
so and so, you know, same with a warrior too. If you could victory rush, it actually pays to kill more. And with what I found with leveling prot, it's it almost lends itself to, because it's a tank spec, it lends itself to get more more than one or two mobs on you. It actually works in your favor to a certain degree. You get heals.
I think I had Marg telling me to go prot, and I'm like, and then I'm like, okay, I'll try it. And I like grabbed, I was scared to death to grab more than one mob. I'm like, I'm afraid. And then I actually charged in and grabbed like three, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is fine. I'm totally okay.
Yeah. I found it actually, I wasn't worried about pulling extra mobs in this normal thing. I was actually, I'll just pull one, bring it over. Because you bring up ignore pain, you never really get below 90, and you got victory rush, and you got AOE, and it's, I found it quite good. So I'm just debating whether I'll level another warrior or a hunter. But I can see what you could do. I suppose you just put Netflix on or do something and just kill. You get up to your 80s and 90s, it's Jesus.
Well, the path I'm running right now on the priest is one I took from my ore farming, similar to my ore farming days when I was in Oldham. So I know there's a couple spots where chests spawn. And I got a chest the other day, and I think I got 24,000 XP. I was like, sweet. And then I was coming up on a spot where a chest I thought was at, and I'm like, why is there a mob standing there? And I'm like, whoa. And I backed up, and I'm like, oh, it's a rare. And I was like, oh, my first catar rare. I'm like, sweet. And I got all the other mobs, and it pulled with two more, and I'm like, oh, no. But I was fine. I popped Shadow Fiend. I didn't even flinch, and I got 15,000 XP. I'm like, how did I get less XP for the rare than I did for the chest? It doesn't make sense to me. It was really strange, but I'm like, I didn't remember that rare was there. So I'm like, yay, that cut out I think it was a good chunk of, I don't know, five or six bars. I'm like, oh, thank you.
XP is good. XP is good.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Nice. Alrighty. Well, how about we go on to the news in the World of Warcraft? And we've got, as we've all know, Love is in the Air has started and has probably got about another maybe week and a bit to go, week and a half.
I think so. About that. And the blog from, I believe, last year or the previous blog that was written up has been posted to the website. There is a link to it from the Facebook page as well. And there have been no changes. It's just been posted as a reminder for everybody.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. And the other thing that is happening, because it hasn't happened yet, I don't think.
No.
So the WoW mount from Heroes of the Storm games. So
yes. What's that about? That was announced earlier this week that they are doing an event in Heroes of the Storm where if you and a friend team up together, I believe they have to be on your friends list. If you team up and you play 15 games in Heroes of the Storm, you will qualify for a mount to be given to you in WoW, and you'll also get an additional mount in Heroes of the Storm. It's not the same mount. The mount that you are awarded for World of Warcraft is going to be a Primal Fell Saber. Primal Fell Flame Saber. There we go. It's kind of red and fiery. Kind of looks similar to the Demon Hunter mount a little bit, except it's red and flamey. Okay. And the mount that you're going to get in Heroes of the Storm is called the Flames of Judgment Charger. And it kind of looks like a red paladinish horse thing.
Okay.
Now you do have to play 15 games with this with a friend. It doesn't have to be the same friend for all 15 games, but you do have to be grouped with a friend for 15 games. And you can play against the AI. Those games will count.
Yeah.
And you must pick a hero from World of Warcraft to play in Heroes of the Storm to qualify. Your friend does not have to if they don't care about the WoW mount, but for you to qualify for the mount reward in WoW and Heroes of the Storm, it must be you playing the WoW hero.
Okay.
It can be anyone as long as it's a hero from World of Warcraft. The event is going to start on February 14th, 10 a.m. Pacific time. I got this information from WoWhead, so if it's wrong, don't shoot me. Go after WoWhead. And it's going to end March 14th at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Pacific Standard Time. Yeah.
Cool.
So it gives you plenty of time to get that out. And so you don't have to really rush to get through that and get that done in a hurry. Mm-hmm. Now, Stone is offering for patrons to play games with them for Heroes of the Storm to try to get your mounts.
Yep.
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, so make sure you give him a message. And he says not to expect any wins because he has no idea what he's doing and he thinks he's level 3 or something. And I'm right there with you. I have no clue
idea
whatsoever what I'm doing. I think I've played the tutorial once before and I went to check on the game and it's like, oh, you need to install the game again. And I'm like, wow, it's been that long since I've touched it. It uninstalled the game for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. So I reinstalled that earlier and I'm going to have to look at the tutorial again because I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Absolutely none whatsoever.
You don't have to win.
Let's see. Do you? Doesn't you know
it
what
just
it didn't
says
say?
You just got to play.
Just have to play 15.
Games. So I'd say you have to complete 15 games. Like you couldn't start a game, and then cancel. Like I don't know how you cancel.
Yeah, no, I think you do have to play it out till the end. I didn't see where you had to win the game. Let me see if I
there's
can.
Nothing to
I don't
say
think
about winning. And
just said that you had to play
the AI, you can certainly do it against the AI, which is cool, you know, if you don't want to go
definitely
against the competitive aspect of it, you can just do it against the AI to make it a little bit
less stressful.
Easier, but yeah, it might be less stressful instead of doing it in that kind of PvP type of environment. So
And also, you get a 10-day stim pack for Heroes of the Storm also when you complete the quest.
Mm-hmm. I haven't played it for ages. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that sounds exciting. So mounts. Excellent. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah. Okay. Let's go on to site news. And there's nothing to report other than we've got the state of the challenges for this week.
Yay!
So I think everything's going okay with the website. We're still waiting on the new design to come through, which, you know, will be coming through in the future. But other than that, I think everything looks good. I think what Stone's done for the moment, everything looks good with the website.
Oh, yeah, he did a great job on that so far.
Yeah, exactly. So okay, Azzy, do you want to take the irons for me? And this is updated from just before we started, so I don't
know.
The website had updated from Blizzard.
You're so mean, Lita. I don't want to. All right.
But you can put it in because we know.
Oh, well, how do you? Okay, as he wore, that's
there we
me.
Go.
90 dead.
No.
Dead thing. Zaya Warrior. His warrior's 91. He's doing well. I thought I was fast, but we were neck and neck, and I was struggling to keep up with him until just to the bitter end.
Yeah.
Never die.
Well, anything can happen, so.
Yeah, I said they'd not take risks. Never died. I think he's Shaman, 91. 8 is 91. Margodin is 92. And Marg Blink, that must be his mage, 92. And Marg Rage, which must be his warrior, which is 93.
Wow, he's got 3.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that many all together.
I know. He's a machine too. Wow.
Some scrub has got too many 110s, is 99.
that's
Geek Stir. That's
his druid, isn't it? Geek
Stir
is the druid. Yep.
Yeah. Don't die. D Riven W 102. It must be died some deeds.
Never died.
Warrior. And D Riven's S is 107. What's his shaman? Or is that
short? I don't know. I just
sure.
say it's never died.
Never died. Well, that's what it is.
I'd have no idea. Stone would know which one's which, but never die. Another machine. You guys are machines.
Absolutely.
Seriously. Look at that. He's got 2 over 100. Marg's got 3 in the 90s. Stir's going for another with Millie.
And that's why me, and I think me and Ash to have a chat this morning that we'll never get to cap because we're not patient enough. Well, I'm not patient enough. I've come to the realization when I got to my 100, I was killing caterpillars for 2 levels in Buddy Jade Forest. So I might have to just. I'll just sit in my garrison or do something and just grind on boars or something. But maybe.
Yeah. Grunan Boars, yeah. Yeah, that's the way to do it. You know, get that Sword of a Thousand Truths as well. That might help. Alrighty. Nisi, can you take the Bloodthirsties, please?
Sure. I've actually got a few on here this week. Let's see. Nobody's playing that much this week, it looks like. I've got Soul Shot at level 28, Soul Shield at level 32, Iron Tall at level 32, Killstuff Frog at level 34, Conjured Soul at level 34, Genetics at level 40, Sebastiana at level 42, Clemens at level 60, I think, Too Thirsty at level 73, and Soulbound at level 83. Awesome job, guys.
Awesome job, Nisi, as well. Well done, everyone. Didn't lose any bloods this week. That's fantastic.
No, we didn't. That's great.
It is. All right, I'm going to do the pacifist. So we've got Passy Brittle died at 44. Lotus Root died at 48.
Oh, Herbalissa
hit 48. Patchouli 4. It hit 49. Organ Grinder hit 49. Snuffle Tips. Notice how I said that very slowly because I had to read it. But I do love that name. Hit 59. Fairy Ellen hit 60. Flower Child hit 61. Huey Hamster 62. And Inapt Iron hit 76.
Awesome job, guys.
Don and commiserations, guys.
Oh, yes. Right.
Okay.
That's got to hurt. Okay.
Yes.
So we have the new challenge, the Tin Man's. Andara is level 29. I have no idea how to pronounce this. Is it Fiona?
Fiona?
Level 30 with zero deaths. Iron Grimmy, level 33 with zero deaths. Mashy 39 with zero deaths.
Awesome.
Tin Hunter, level 42. Darvex, level 45. Ramblin, level 47. BAZZTR, because I don't want to get in trouble. Level 47 with zero deaths. I think Stone said to call them Baz, so that's what we'll go with.
Baz.
That. Yep. Chromite, level 41, zero deaths. And Tin Hunt at 63.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, guys.
Well done, everyone. And commiserations, obviously, to those that we lost this week. And good luck next week, challenges. So I hope everyone has a better week. All right, let's go on to chit chat. So this is where people can ask us anything, the questions about challenges, tips, tricks, all of those fun things that can literally help us up. You know, information is always good. All right, so Nisi, do you want to take the first one, please?
Sure. We had a question come in from Facebook from Jail Rivas. It says, hi, I think they're asking if it's possible to do an Iron Man mode with dungeon raids allowed. As of right now, it is not allowed. I don't know if Stone is looking at something for maybe the future, but as of right now, no.
There is no accommodation for that currently. So, yes.
I think it boils down to basically, my understanding is just the group aspect. You can, if you really want to go into a dungeon by yourself as an iron with rubbish gear, go, you know, why would you do it? But I think it's more the group aspect. But I don't know. Look, everyone jokes about doing an Iron Man raid, you know, just for giggles.
Yeah.
You know, and but you know, you'd go down like a sack of spuds, you wouldn't last 5 seconds.
Yeah. There'd be a lot of irons not coming out.
That's right. Could you imagine that? Wow. But but thank you for the question, Jill. We appreciate that. So just remember, at the moment, no dungeons, no raids allowed. That is definitely one of the big
not
ones.
Not a thing yet, so.
Yes. Okay. Azzy, do you want to take the second one, please?
Are you going to get into trouble from Stone, are you, later for this?
Why?
This was actually a legitimate question. I did see it on Discord.
I think if Stone was in control, he probably wouldn't have, but that's all right. Discord, Rick from Discord. On the Iron Man challenge, can I use the Tank Warrior spec? Yes, Rick, you can change specs.
Yes. Done. That's right.
Change specs as many times as you want.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes it can, certain classes it might be worthwhile. I mean, you can change it and you're not going to be penalized. Like I said, for my Hunter, sometimes I go for Beast Mastery where I need a range because the boss does an AoE damage close to him. So sometimes you need to change things. So it might pay to try all the specs to see what you like because you don't
That's right. Yeah, I mean,
definitely. Just remember, no talents. You can change the specs, but no talents.
And, you know, it's like you said, it could be a way to find something that's more comfortable. You know, it's no use always going with the default spec if you find that you're struggling with it. Why not try the others to see where you might find a bit more comfortable, and then when you find one, stick with it. It doesn't mean you have to level from that for the rest until you hit max level. It just means that if it's working for you at the moment, then go with it. And then, you know, in 5-10 levels, if you find, I need to change it, well, at least you can change your spec and try a different one and see if that goes better for you. So,
Before, I think it's enable a lot more different classes to be on the board and be viable.
Exactly.
I think, I mean, that's one pro of it. I mean, I think it's probably not a good thing, but having to have a spec, but I think if it's done one good thing, it's just let people try different things. So, like I said, I never thought my warrior would ever get to 90. Never happened before. But yeah.
Yeah. No, that's right. I mean, it certainly opens up. When we were doing the Frozen challenge, you know, I thought when Marg had picked to do the mage, I thought, this is gonna be rough. But I was so surprised at how blowy
Frost is actually pretty good.
Exactly. It was really good. I was like, and I've still got her. I'm slowly leveling her, but she, you know, I can jump over onto her and keep going. And I feel like, well, there's a chance that I might get her higher instead of me killing her off at, you know, level 20 and being like, mage is no good. At least I can feel like, well, this is going good, you know, we'll see. And I could see her going further as long as I don't do something stupid, which is normally the way to go.
Good point. Yeah, specs have definitely helped out. Like, I was, before I started doing one of every class on the Bloodthirsty list, I was looking at how high people had gotten, and I'm like, well, how come nobody's this high? And then, you know, playing it now with a spec, I'm like, without a spec, this would have been mind-numbingly difficult if I had even made it that far. I'm actually surprised I'm as high as I am on my mage, and I am running Frost in. It's a little bit slower, but also, I mean, that Frostbolt, the stuff slowed down when it's running up to you, so it might only hit you a couple times, providing that you hit it at range. So as long as you've got enough range on it, it might tap you once or twice and like half of one of your little mana cookies and you're good to go. So I mean, it's really, really nice.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. All right. And we've got one more from Discord. Nisi, if you want to tell us that one.
Sure. This is from Spikeman from Discord. And he says, hey, friends, is Iron Man Demon Hunter a thing? I noticed there's a section for Demon Hunters on the site, but none are there. And they start with green gear, so anybody know the deal? Now, I have not done a Demon Hunter Iron Man, but I do believe Marg did. And I think I remember him saying that as soon as you log in, you have to take off all the green gear, and you're kind of running naked through there. And you're relying on the NPCs and any other players to really do a lot of your heavy killing. And then when he got out, he had to grind to get the killing blows flag taken off because he was flagged as yellow for not having enough. And then he ended up dying when he got out, or just as he was about to get out or something like that. So it's very difficult, which is why they're on their separate list.
Someone was telling me you're also very reliant on other people in the, you know, getting through the starter zone. You rely on other people doing stuff that you're doing at the same
trying
time.
Trying to kill things while yeah. other people are killing. So I suppose making sure that when you play that there's other people around.
Yeah,
so
you're going to be stuck sitting there waiting for somebody to come running up and then quick trying to tag it before they just totally destroy it.
I think it was more the options there if someone wants to give it a go, but it's certainly a challenge, and I would, you know, I would rather stick a hot poker in my eye than do an Iron Demon Hunter at the moment, personally.
Yeah, I
don't think that's even...
37 tunes through the Love Dungeon, that's what I'd rather be doing.
I mean, so, I know I'm running, like, 10 Bloodthirsties right now, and I don't even want to touch the Demon Hunter Iron Man. I'm like, no thanks, that just sounds a little too rough.
Yeah.
Well, Stone knows my view on them. Iron Man DK, so I won't go into that. But Demon Hunters, I go, what's the point? Honestly, what's the point?
But I mean, you know, if you're still try it, then go, hey, look, I say Spikeman, give it a go. See how it is and report back to us and let us know how the experience was. So,
oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely write back and let us know.
So if you can't, like, the issue, other issue too, is what about weapons?
Mm-hmm. You won't have a weapon.
You won't have a weapon. I mean, there's glaives, but there's no white glaves anywhere. What fist?
No, I think you've got to rely on.
They can do fist weapons. I think daggers. Yep. One-handed axes and maybe one-handed swords.
Yeah,
and glaives, but there's really no white glaves that I've come across. I mean, I might be wrong, but I haven't seen them.
No.
So you're kind of stuck waiting to get a weapon, I think, unless something should drop off of trash or as mobs are dying in that starting zone until you get out and get to a vendor.
I don't know how you would get to 110, to be honest. Like, you have to go
back
to
garrison. It'd be very interesting to see, but like anyone, you know, there's probably someone who will find that just to be the challenge that they'll want to do.
Who would have thought, thought someone would have 800 Bloodthirsty tunes? Who would have thought that?
Exactly. That would be
careful
easy.
Now. They're probably going to be like 802 or 3 by the time I get the guide done. So exactly. I'm going to have to add a couple more.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right. Well, I think we are done for today. So let's do the wrap up. We've done well. We've gone longer than I expected us to. So so thank you. Anyway, next week's show will be Saturday, February 18, 7 p.m. Stone's time, that's Eastern Standard Time. Sunday for me, which is February 19th, 9 a.m. No, why have I got 9 a.m.? That's wrong. 10 a.m. time. I'm like, okay. 11 a.m. Aussie time, that's when we start. And we will be doing a live show next week. So that will be a definite. We've got Rogue Slayer coming back to join us. So very excited about that. Thank you, Azzy, so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. You've given us lots of tips and lots of information, which is fantastic.
No problem. No, that's good. Sorry for the hiccup last week, but I'll sit down and write a guide, hey?
It's all good. Hiccups happen. Trust me. We understand hiccups. It's okay. But where can people find you?
Just on Twitter at Asylum. What did Stone say? Azzy Loon or something?
Asylum.
Asylwn.
I know.
Lurking
around. Yeah. You're lurking around somewhere. Exactly. All right. So where people can find us, don't forget the WoW Challenges website is wowchallenges.com. You can contact us. We do love email. So if you've got any questions, if you've got any, you know, want to ask Azzy about spec changing, absolutely, right? And let us know and we will pass that on to Azzy. Email is podcast@wowchallenges.com. We have got a Twitter, which is @wowchallenges. We do have a Discord server. I am not reading that out, but check out the website because there is a Discord server.
Yes, there's a little link up there.
There is a link, exactly. And we have got many people in the Discord channel, which is absolutely amazing. And we have got text channels as well as voice channels for people to have chats and to talk, which is great. So thanks everyone for supporting that. on Facebook. We have got a WoW Challenges, which is facebook.com/WoW Challenges. And we do have a YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/WoW Challenges 1. That is the number one. Don't forget, we do go live every week, well, except this week, but most weeks at twitch.tv/WoW Challenges. All right, Niecy, where can we find you, please?
Okay, well, you can find me on Twitter at NiecyBGN most of the time. That's probably about the fastest way to get a hold of me. Mm-hmm. I am also on Discord if you need to get a hold of me. It's Niecy #4863. And I am also on Facebook at simply NiecyBGN.
Awesome. Thank you. And don't forget, even though Stone couldn't make it today, Stone is on Twitter at StoneGrasp. That's StoneGrasp. And he does another show. Honestly, I sometimes wonder. Adventures in Azeroth. He does it with me. That's Thursday night. So we go live on that one too. So, he's crazy. I don't know, honestly, how he puts up with me is fantastic. Thanks, Stone. Wait till he hears this. He's going to be like going facepalm. Anyway, have to say a big thank you to all our Patreons. Thank you so much for the support. I know Stone and I truly appreciate that. If you would like to support us, again, there is a link up on the website. And if not, completely fine. Don't feel like you have to, but for everyone that does, we really appreciate it. All right, where you can find me, I am on Twitter, which is at Leta Wow, which is LETAWOW. And I do a couple of other shows, which is Behind the Avatar. I had Thule on this week. That was a really great chat. So Thule is a avid pacifist player, and we had a lot of fun chatting yesterday. I do the show with Stone, which is of course Adventures in Azeroth, and I also do another one, which is Geektopia. Have to say big thanks to Mark Conan for our intro. I will put the intro in somewhere when I've edit this. But thank you, Mark Conan, for what you've done to help us out. We appreciate that. Mark Conan is on Twitter at MoConanWow, and you can find him on Torrin Think Tank with Jules. And we appreciate what he's done to help us. So thank you, Mark Conan. All right, guys. Well, I think it's time for us to say goodbye. So say goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for coming.
See you guys. Have a good week.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta.
Copyright 2017.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.